is Bird Note. How do you make known something as wild and fleeting as cerulean warblers? You start by going out every morning for months, as Charlotte Getcha does, to record their songs and share them with others. Since 1998, Charlotte's been studying the cerulean warblers that breed in the mountains near Asheville, North Carolina. Beginning in April, the warblers migrate here from South America. But over the past 50 years, their numbers have declined by about 70%. The more we learn about them, the better we can understand why. To help, Charlotte began recording the singing of breeding males.
Then I learned that cerulean warbler males can be told apart individually by their songs. So I started recording them. And it's absolutely fascinating because I can distinguish almost always the different males and can even tell when I have a bird up there who has returned from the previous year. And the fact that they are declining dramatically makes it even more important to understand their habitat requirements.
Charlotte provides her findings to the National Park Service and to North Carolina Audubon.
I think people all over the United States can get more active in conserving birds of all kinds by working with their Audubon societies.
Charlotte uses software called Raven to analyze the bird songs. You can see some of her samples at our website, birdnote.org.